The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, this is Lee Zimmerman from San Diego, California, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 272 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast and Parts Unknown. And with me on the show today, as always, is my co-host, Boston runner, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michael. How are you? You're enunciating very clearly.
It's been
today.
A very moving day for me.
You've been doing a lot of running. Congratulations.
Trying to catch up, trying to do a quick, fast catch up to everything that I couldn't do over the wintertime, and making some strides, and hopefully
making some strides,
and I'm trying to improve my conditioning and get back to where I was maybe 5-10 years ago.
We actually got to run together yesterday.
Yesterday, not today, but yesterday. Doing okay, trying to get ready for a race coming up in June, I guess. BAA 10K, which is a very interesting race, and then down the road the BAA half marathon, and maybe a few others that we may.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's nice. The weather is good, and we're starting to run.
It's awesome. Oh, and there's my watch telling me that it's time for a shout out. Yes, it's telling me it's time for a shout out. I have three. The first one is to a Mickey Miler who did his first race ever. His name is Joseph Ficus. And he ran with his wife a 10K and has his first medal, so he's wondering what to do with it. I'm sure if he's like us, he's going to quickly accumulate lots and lots of medals. So congratulations. This past weekend, we had the final Expedition Everest, and we could not be there, or we weren't there anyway. And we had a crew of Mickey Miler's helpers down there to meet the gang, and there were, I don't know, we saw a team picture. Was there like 25, 30 people?
I
it seemed like a lot.
About 25.
Yeah. And I know some people who weren't in the picture too, but a big shout out to a few people. Number one, Melissa Iannetta was tweeting for us, doing Instagram. I actually confused some people because she was using our account, and it looked like I was in Florida, but it was Melissa. And Phil and Eve Vanderpool also helped. Kim Sharoff set up some meals to meet the gang. But Phil and Eve did something really cool. It's a new app called Periscope. And with Periscope, you sign up for Mickey Miles Podcast, and you could actually see live feeds from the race. So we get to say hello to people. And it's different than FaceTime because you can kind of send messages at the same time and send little hearts if you like what's going on. I don't know if you saw today, Mike, you can actually look at the feeds. They save them there. And one of the things that Phil recorded was a complete ride through of Expedition Everest at night. So that was really cool with the runners. So anyway, we hope to use that some more in the future. And I just thought it was a great idea. So thank you to Phil.
Thanks,
and Eve.
Phil.
Yeah,
great,
that was fun.
Job.
Wasn't it fun to watch it?
Was great
you were
job.
On there too.
Phil is a pro at this, doing very, very well.
Interviewing
people. I was just worried about Phil and the batteries on his phone.
Yes, he had two phones.
So that was great. It was the inaugural Periscope Mickey Miles Podcast broadcast, and we're going to try to make use of that technology over the next several months. And maybe even if we're not doing a race, if we happen to be in Walt Disney World and we're talking with some Mickey Milers, maybe we'll do a live Mickey Miles podcast on a weekend night.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Are you planning to be at Walt Disney World?
You never know when I'll pop up down there.
All right. So before we get to our topic, we have a few other things. It was the last Everest. We're actually going to be having a kind of a post-race review a little bit later. But Mike, I just want to know your feelings about the last Everest. I never did this one. I don't think you ever did it. We both cheered it once. I think you cheered it twice.
excuse me. I think I cheered it several times. And I know last year I was down there. And I watched it from afar, and I watched it from up close. I watched the run. I actually went into the park, and was at the party and everything. And I always want to be honest with our listeners and honest with Run Disney. I have never been a fan of Expedition Everest. I do believe that one of the draws of the race was that it was a nighttime race. It's very confusing. It's a 5K, very confusing at night. And when I was in the park, the second half of the race has always been confusing. It's an optical race and obstacle race, not optical race.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
obstacle
interesting.
Race. And it was just, I don't know. I am, and I know this will probably be upsetting to some people. I'm glad to see it go, and I would like to see it replaced by something else. Many times over the last year, we speculated that it would be replaced by a Star Wars themed race. It makes sense since Star Wars weekends are coming up pretty soon. If they do replace Everest with a Star Wars themed race, I hope it would be at night because it makes sense. Star Wars is at night. Oh. It's not at night, but Star Wars takes place out in space and it seems like it's nighttime. So I'm hoping that it does it. There must be a reason why they are apparently ending Expedition Everest. I do not have any insight on this. I haven't heard anything from Disney. I will try my best to find out why it's going away. And hopefully maybe it'll be replaced by something that'll be more popular. But.
Well, I can't really evaluate it because I never ran it. But I have to say that I do think it is probably the coolest medal, although there are reports again this year of people's medals breaking, the pin breaking end of the compass. But it was a medal that I yearned for. It wasn't one that I was dying to do for the expense too. But I think some people are going to be sad to see it go, but maybe there's something else exciting. And inaugural races get people excited. So we, you know, from looking at the through the Periscope app, it didn't look like the crowds were that big. But we could talk to Phil and Eve. Hopefully we'll get them on the show to do a debrief.
I would expect that if anything was going to happen with this particular time of year in Walt Disney World with a race, anytime between the 1st of April and Memorial Day, I think we'll hear about it sometime between Dumbo and Wine and Dine. So
a new race.
My ears and my eyes and ears will be open from Dumbo through Wine and Dine, and we'll see what's happening.
Cool. All right, so we have some other news. We have a lot of news before we actually get to our topic. And the next bit of news is that the race opened. The race in January opened, right?
For what race?
All the races opened
all
in
the
January.
Races
opened, races. And you know, it caused a lot of stress again for people. But, you know, it seems overall that people got into the races that they wanted to. And Mike, you actually signed up for Castaway Key. So Castaway Key, the time we're recording this is about 50%, and you got to experience the infamous queue line.
Well, you know, we forgot that we had to sign up for that. And on the morning, you said, "Oh, I can't do it. Can you do it?" And I said, "Well," so I was in work, and I decided to hide in a conference room, and I did the thing.
And I never had that issue. You know why? Because I've always done it on DVC, and I don't know. Maybe I just lucked out. So I was never in the virtual virtual queue that Tony was telling us about in our previous show.
Well, I did get in that virtual, and that was the first time for me too. Mm-hmm. So,
I was, but
I shouldn't have been because everybody is signing up for Goofy and Dopey and the half and the 10K and the five.
But we're going on this cruise, and
my guess was that everybody who was in the queue, and I'm still not sure about what that queue means. So when you get that screen that says you are 20, I got the screen that said you're 22 minutes away but it said there are more than 100 people in front of you. I'm not sure if that means there are 100 people in front of you to get into the active.com queue, but maybe not, because as soon as it got to zero, bang, it brought me to the Castaway Key registration page, and I did all the stuff, and boom, 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 and we were there. But I got to tell you, a side comment, I am just blown away by how quickly everything went. I really did not expect. I expected that this would be the beginning of the slowdown, but Dopey went fast. The half went fast.
Well, you know what made me laugh is some of the pictures that people were posting. People had whiteboards in front of their cubicles saying, "Do not bother me. I'm signing up for a Run Disney race." Our buddy Kelly Campbell actually had like police lines, "Do not cross" tape all over. It said, you know, signing up for a Run Disney event. So people take this really seriously because their vacations are planned around it, you know, as we talked about with Tony. And so now Castaway Key is 50%. So we, in fact, did not have to worry about that too much. But we have about 20 cabins worth of people going on our cruise, which is exciting. So if you're still interested in going, you need to sign up for the cruise. Go to MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com. Sign up with the link that says Mickey Miles Podcast Cruise. And when you do that, you're going to run then you have to sign up for the 5K. And you'll be eligible for a special Mickey Miles Podcast medal designed by
Chris Haliopoulos of Marvel Comics and, I guess, Disney, because Marvel's owned by Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this will be an inaugural medal, and it will be a medal.
Yes, a medal.
And so we're still finishing up. We're about 90%
done. It's really fun kind of designing it. Yeah. I think we actually settled on the medal. Now he's working on the ribbon. So.
Yeah, so that's I'm really looking forward to that. And if we can, we will display that as soon as we can.
Yeah, and a shout out to Chris because he's always so helpful, and we cannot pay him thousands of dollars for his artist skills, but he's also a great friend to have as an Apple Watch buddy because he sends great sketches. But anyway,
give him a can of Lysol; he'll appreciate that.
And our last announcement before we get to our topic is, go ahead, Michael.
On November, this is it's funny because I wore my Wine and Dine running shirt today when I went out and I ran. We are holding a Blinkfest dessert party for the 2015 Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. We will be holding it on that Sunday night. It will be after the half marathon. November 9th? Is
eighth.
It 8th. November 8th. Mm-hmm. And so everything will be behind us, and we'll be in, you know, we'll be celebrating. So we'll be having our Bling Fest. We're going to be holding an Illuminations dessert party. And we have not determined yet where the location will be. It'll be obviously somewhere around the World Showcase Lagoon. It may be in a spot where some of us have never been before. I've been in about three or four places, so I'm looking forward to maybe being in a different place. So we will be holding that. We are going to be opening up registration for that
very
sometime
soon.
Within the next several weeks.
As soon as Michelle gets it up on Eventbrite.
So we will do that. So I don't know if we have a limit, Michelle. We don't know if we have a limit.
If 1,000 people sign up, that's going to be too many. Yeah, but I think we have a rather large space. We're working with MEI Travel. And, I want to say, too, that I have been very lucky, as have you, to have gone to many, many, many dessert parties. And it's one thing at Walt Disney World, like going on Pirates or going on Space Mountain. I never get tired of going to dessert parties. I mean, it's not just the dessert. It's a chance to kind of relax and see Illuminations with friends. And
but what's different about this dessert party than all the others you've gone to, Michelle? There's something different about this dessert party.
It's going to be at Wine and Dine.
No, it's different from all the ones that I've gone to. I've gone to about maybe 30 or 40.
I don't know. 30 or 40. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Since 2003. Yeah.
What's different?
The difference is that the menu.
Oh, you chose the menu.
I chose the menu, so.
So we need to blame,
if you love the menu, it's Mike Scoper at MickeyMilesPodcast.com. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, it's Michelle at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Let's
okay, enough
say
of
it's
that.
Chris Haliopoulos. We can blame him. All right, so should I introduce the show since I came up with it? I actually came
your
up
brainchild.
With,
go ahead.
I come up with a lot of ideas while I'm running. I'm thinking about this show. So I was thinking, Mike, as we were running yesterday, that it would be fun to talk about top reasons. I don't know if we have 10 or more than 10. Top reasons to train for a Disney race with a buddy.
Okay.
All right. So let me define buddy. A buddy can be somebody who is physically with you, like in the same town. Sometimes you and I get to run together. Or it could be a virtual buddy. You know, so I could be buddies with our friends in California or Colorado. So when you're training, sometimes if you're training alone, it can get a little lonely. And I think having a buddy or having somebody to work with as you're queuing up for a Disney race, preparing for a Disney race, is a good idea. So how about you go first? What is one of your reasons?
So I'm going to look at it this way, that you're running.
And I want to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, that we have not compared lists, so there may be some overlap.
Okay.
Yes.
So one of the things when we talked about this is I thought immediately how important it would be if you had a running buddy who was a Run Disney experienced runner. Because for someone who is running going to a Run Disney race weekend for the first time, may have a lot of questions. And having a buddy who is a Run Disney experienced runner can take away all the angst, can answer all the questions, and can prepare you for that race, be it a 5K, be it a half, be it whatever. So I think that having a run buddy that can answer questions, I think that's a real, real benefit of having a run buddy.
Oh, I love that idea. I didn't think about that. Somebody who knows a particular race. You're such a professional. So you may not actually run together, but that person could answer questions like, what is wine and dine like? And, you know, where do you start? And where do you go through? And, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, well, one of my top reasons was accountability. So sometimes when you're running and training, you get into a rut, and if you sit down and make a plan together, that person can hold you accountable. So if they're there in the same town, you can run together and say, hey, I'm going to meet you at this time. And, you know, if you want to roll over and stay in bed, I think it's easier to do that if you don't have somebody waiting there for you. So I think accountability in your training is a good reason. And if it's a virtual buddy, you can, you know, text together and say we're going to start at the same time, and that person will hold you accountable. So that's one of my reasons.
I have heard from some people that have said, I'd like to go to this particular race, be it a destination race, be it a Disney race or whatever, and they don't want to go by themselves. They don't want to be a third wheel, you might say, and stay with somebody who's with someone else or whatever. And so I think having a running buddy gives you an opportunity to have someone that you can share a destination race with, someone who you would be able to go to and say, hey, I'm going to go with this person or that person. We're going to share a room. We're going to have fun, whatever.
Make ADRs together.
Yeah. So if you have a run buddy that you know, obviously when you're running, the relationship gets strong. You're friendly. You trust and everything. So I think that's one of the benefits that you can have. If you have a run buddy, then there's a possibility that you're going to be a little bit more encouraged to go to a destination race because you're going to have somebody to share that experience with. It doesn't have to be a Run Disney experience, but having a run buddy gives you someone that will help you maybe make that leap to go to a destination race.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And we know a lot of people who go with their families, but sometimes they go to so many races that their families say, just go. Here's one that I thought of, and this kind of speaks to what you were talking about earlier. If you have a Run Disney buddy, that person can help you by getting in the virtual queue with you. Like, they could open up another screen, and like you did for me, I was teaching or doing something the other day. So you took my information, and you were able to get into... Now, how did you do that? Did you have, like, two screens open? Did you have... two computers? I saw some people posting that they had two or three or four computers going.
I had two windows open, and because I wasn't sure how it worked, because it's been a while, I wasn't sure if I could register you, or I was going to register you first and then me second, which is how I did it. And I didn't want to risk just having one screen, so I immediately started two screens. So they were within a couple of minutes of each other. So after I finished, it was funny because after I finished registering you, I had maybe 2 or 3 minutes and bang, I was there again. So I could register myself. So
yeah, so you, I did you it can that have, way. Have somebody, you know, covering for you if you can't register, or, you know, just another person to get in the queue for you.
Well, and the other thing is that the way things work, maybe, you know, if you have a buddy, maybe it's very hard. I can't imagine doing it for a family of four.
Yeah.
Kids races and everything. You know?
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
All right. What's your other next reason to have a Ren Disney buddy?
I think that having a person to run with and being able to share running issues and thoughts about running, I think, is important. I think that if you have a buddy, everybody has different experiences running. And I think that when you share these experiences, you actually help each other. So you might say, you know, Mike, I've got this issue with my feet. My feet hurt, and I can't figure out what to do. And I could say, well, do you ever decide to remove the cardboard insoles, you know, from your shoes and replace them with, you know, and something like
maybe
that.
It's the tack, you know, that's in your
so many. There are so many things like, I can't keep my pace. Well, do you ever think about running with music? Things like that. So I think that having a running buddy means that you're also going to be sharing ideas, sharing issues, and I think that, not sharing issues, but maybe sharing ideas that can solve issues. So I think having a running buddy offers you an opportunity to get answers on running issues. And we talked about answers on Run Disney issues, but I think that it's really helpful to have someone who, during your run, you could say, you know, I've got, all of a sudden I'm getting, well, this is what I've done for that, for this. So I think not only do you, can you receive it, but you can also give answers.
I like that. It was on my list too. Yep. The next one kind of goes along with that, what you just said, and it's to swap tips and tricks, but also music and ideas for gear. And, you know, if you want to try a new pair of sneakers, or if somebody has a running app that works really well, it's nice to have somebody to share all that with. So that was on my list too. And you and I do that sometimes. We share ideas and gear. I know that you know, you use the same type of headphones that I use, and you know, you were using a different type before, and now you like those, and Garmin watches and things like that. Well, the technology stuff, I think you go to me, but I go to you for some other things like sock ideas, and you're always reminding me not to change shoes, as I always want to do.
I want to talk about my next one. I want to talk about two people who I've never mentioned on this show before. One of them is an old friend of mine who I used to work with and actually played softball with. His name is Stu Schlackman. And the interesting thing about Stu was that he could run as slow as he needed to be or as fast as he needed to be. I've seen Stu run with people, and they would be running, I don't know, maybe 10-minute miles, and Stu would run 10-minute miles. And then he'd be running with people running 8-minute miles. He could run 8-minute miles. He could very well adjust whatever. And then there was a friend of mine. His name was Terry. I forget what his last name was, but he was a runner. And I remember going out to run one time and at lunchtime, and he joined me, and we're running, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's going to kill me. And we were running, I think it was 8-minute miles at that time, which was, you know, pretty fast, but not really that fast. And we're running, and I'm thinking, I can't keep up with this. So we got to the bottom of a certain hill, and I said to Terry, well, I'm going to do you have any meetings? And he said, yeah, I have a meeting in about a half an hour. I said, oh, I'm okay, so I think I'm going to go this way. I just didn't want to keep up with him, Michelle. So I actually ran 3 miles longer because I didn't want to. So the whole idea here is that when I was running with him, I was running faster. So if you have a run buddy, sometimes if your buddy can run a little bit faster than you, it actually makes you run faster. It makes you reach for that speed. Stu could do whatever he wanted, but Terry, he just wanted to run real fast. He was doing marathon. He was just a really good runner. And I did whatever I could to keep up with him, but at a certain point, I had to leave it. But the point again.
So a running buddy could up your game
a
little bit.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. My next one is something that you and I do together sometimes, is make long-term goals. So, you know, if you're planning a race in January, I know that you have some goals of things that you want to do when we do the 10K in June, but long-term goals in terms of time, in terms of, you know, conquering a distance that you haven't been able to conquer before, trying to move up in corrals, or even goals of, you know, taking a picture with every character along the course, things like that. I think a running buddy is somebody who you can sit down with and make those goals. So that's how I like to, one of the ways I like to use my running buddy.
How many do we have, Michelle?
I don't know, but I have one more.
All right. I have one more that I just thought of.
Okay.
For those of you who have spouses who don't run, I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where, you know, you see this running store and you want to go in, but, you know, you're not with someone who is a runner and this one wants to go. It's almost like, you know, if you happen to have someone who is an Apple geek and they can't go past an Apple store, but I won't mention any names. Mm-hmm. But anyways, if you have a running buddy, then think about how you'd be able to go to a running store or shop for running gear with that running buddy.
Or Disney Expo.
When Michelle and I are near a running store, we'll go in and we'll look at stuff. We may not buy anything, but, you know, we may say some interesting things and stuff. So I think, Michelle, that if you have a running buddy, then it's more fun to go shopping for running gear, be it shoes or anything like that. You can share information on running.
Maybe even
shoes.
Clothes. Maybe yeah. even gear. All right, you're going to like this last one. I saved the best for last. This is one of the reasons I like having a running buddy. You can set goals and rewards together. And one of the things that I know that we've done a few times, and one or two times we did this with Brad Garfinkel. We, after the race, we planned for what our reward was. And it was going to Beaches and Cream and having a No Way Jose. And I think that's one of the nice things. Maybe it's you're going to run your race and, you know, go to California Grill, or maybe you're going to run your race and buy that jacket that you wanted to. But I know that the after race ice cream is something that I really look forward to, even though I'm not a huge ice cream fan. But just that act of celebrating, a really big deal. So
that will work for me, but it won't work in 2015 because my New Year's resolution was not to have any ice cream in Walt Disney World. So. And I'm keeping that resolution. So.
Well, you haven't really been to Walt Disney World
well,
very much.
I was there in January.
You've
so,
been having yeah. plenty of ice cream yeah, outside of Walt Disney
exactly,
World.
Exactly. So,
so yeah. Before we wrap this up, I just want to say, you know, you could have a running buddy, as I said at the beginning, together. If you wanted to get a virtual running buddy, how would you go about doing it? If you wanted to have somebody to help you set goals, what would you do?
I would join a running team.
Mm-hmm.
I would join a local running team. If not that, then I would join. I mean, there's plenty of running teams out there. And
plenty of Disney running teams.
Plenty of Disney
yeah.
running teams.
Mickey
and,
Milers.
You know, if you're on Facebook, you know, you can do it. I mean, social media has helped us tremendously.
Right.
Tremendously. And we've seen it on our own team with Team Aulia's and especially with Mickey mm-hmm. Milers. There are people, there are relationships that have been built, friendships that have been just thriving, and there are so many ways. In today's world of social media, there's no excuse not to do it.
So if you have any other reasons why you think it's a good idea to run with a running buddy, why don't you share it on Facebook
yep.
or on social media somewhere?
So Michelle, that was a very good topic.
Thank you, Mike. It's what I do.
It's what you do. That's what she does.
That's why I get paid the big bucks here in podcast land.
So from the expansive studio number one at the Mickey Miles Podcast Studios, this is Mike Scopa along with Michelle Scribner-McLean saying, we'll see you on the road, buddy.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.